Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day. With 188,412 views on Monday, September 30, 2019, our article of the day is Apple Network Server. The Apple Network Server, ANS, was a line of PowerPC-based server computers designed, manufactured and sold by Apple Computer Incorporated from February 1996 to April 1997. It was codenamed Shiner and originally consisted of two models, the Network Server 500-132, Shiner LA, i.e., low-end, and the Network Server 700-150, Shiner HE, i.e., high-end, which got a companion model, the Network Server 700-200, also Shiner HE, with a faster CPU in November 1996. They are not a part of the Apple Macintosh line of computers. They were designed to run IBM's X operating system, and their ROM specifically prevented booting the classic Mac OS. This makes them the last non-Macintosh desktop computers made by Apple to date. The 500-132, 700-150, and 700-200 sold in the U.S. market for $11,000, $15,000 and $19,000. Respectively. Apple Network Servers are not to be confused with the Apple Workgroup Servers and the Macintosh Servers, which were Macintosh workstations that shipped with server software and used Mac OS. The sole exception, the Workgroup Server 95, a Quadro 950 with an added SCSI controller that shipped with a UX, was also capable of running Mac OS. Apple did not have comparable server hardware in their product lineup again until the introduction of the XServe in 2002. The product's short lifespan is attributed to significant financial troubles at Apple in early 1997. CEO Gilamilio canceled both Network Server and OpenDoc in the same meeting, as it was determined that they were low priorities. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1 o'clock UTC on Tuesday, October 1, 2019. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Apple Network Server. This podcast is produced by Abosme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share-alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDPod on Twitter. Abosme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Ivy. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.